time. So for real this time, welcome to Happy Hour. Now that I think we are about done with storm team coverage here on Solid State Radio, the tornado warning that was in effect for northern Lapeer County has expired. There is, however, still severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Stanislaus County and northeastern Lapeer County until 4:14. Wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour possible. Hail of about an inch in diameter is also possible. And there is the potential for tornado activity, but nothing at this point that warrants any further warnings. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date. Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Hi, everybody.
Are we just going to lead off the show by pissing off everyone today?
Do we dare?
We might kind of dare. I think we might dare.
Well, let me... You know more about this than I do, so I'll just say what I know, and then you can fill in the blanks. I kept seeing on Lapeer News and Discussion Facebook page that...
Oh, you've been looking over there.
Yeah, somebody has been taking up the mantle and worried about a bus full of homeless people... People who don't have homes are being dropped off at the Davis and Meyer, and they have a hair in their ass about it.
Yeah, that's I've heard home transient. I've heard people who may or may not be from this area or this country. Like there's because you know, of course, there's always that boogeyman to bring into things.
Yes,
and so this got. On a Davison Township board meeting the other night, I guess, this is something that was brought to people's attention there that was on the agenda for that evening. And from what I've come to read on all of this is that apparently there is a Greyhound bus stop that is an MDOT carpool lot outside over there.
Yep.
Greyhound, when reached for comment, has said the company is not aware of illegal immigrants being dropped off there. Only passengers with a ticket can board the bus, so only ticketed passengers would ever be dropped off there. Now, the Davison stop is being relocated to another MDOT carpool lot beginning Wednesday, so there will be no stop in the Davison area after that. So it has been looked into. The township doesn't know where the allegations about Greyhound dropping off transients started. And this is where it gets interesting because a certain local independent journalist who keeps it real, as the kids like to say, yeah. has been, and this actually, it's funny. So this got mentioned by.
It's not slander if we say his name. I mean, it's right out
our,
there.
Our favorite whipping boy, Dave Bondi. So that whole, the statement I just read to you about Greyhound being reached for statement and so on and so forth. That post got shared by a Davison school board member, a cat by the name of Matthew Smith, who worked for TV5 for like a week or whatever, and like decided he was one of those citizen journalist guys who just always so happens to find his stories, you know, favor a certain political side. And then sure. has also promoted things about, I mean, he's an election denier and all this. And mm-hmm. There was the time where he got recalled or attempted a recall from office because he like made threats against somebody up north for some reason. And he's not a good guy.
Real rational human being, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bondi shared the post from him that was shared from ABC 12's Matt Barber, mm-hmm. except for the fact where they cut out the part where Greyhound had stated that, well, it's a regular stop. We're not aware of any illegal immigrants or transients being dropped off. Only people with a ticket can board the bus, so no one would be on the bus that's not a paying passenger to be there. Except they clipped that part out of the story when Dave Bondi reshared it. So
convenient.
Yeah, like because I guess it doesn't really serve the partisan clickbait narrative to actually tell the whole effing story. Go figure.
Oh, who would have thought?
So not only are we just outright stealing from other sources and not attributing them, but we're also like cutting out the parts of the story that give the actual context of the story. As you might guess, Barber wasn't thrilled about that. He goes and comments on Keeping It Real Boys Facebook page, blowing them up about it, and like I'm kind of with them on this. This is stupid. Like, they're basically telling you, like, they're not just busing random, you know, immigrants to this bus stop or random homeless people. That's not how any of this works.
No, But people are all up in a tizzy. Oh my God! And then
this is different. Bonnie changed the whole post altogether now, and added this whole different thing. Greyhound Bus Company will relocate their Davis and Meyer stops starting Wednesday. No Davison stop included. Source WJRT. At least they actually credit ABC 12 now, but they still didn't tell the whole damn story. And conveniently just happened to change the post.
Channel 12 kind of called him on the carpet about that. Like, hey,
as well he should have.
If you're going to rip us off, I mean, at least cite us.
Exactly.
Like, and what was funny is, like, in those message boards, the post on Lapeer News and Discussion, 80% of the people are like, what, homeless people can't shop? I mean, what's your problem? And then the other 20% was like, I heard they were peeing in the parking lot and they were doing this and they're doing that. They're doing drugs and they had Hillary's emails and they were doing that. It's just like, I think I know the news. I'll just make it up as I go.
And I feel like that's what half these people do is, like, they just make it up as it goes along. Meanwhile, Bonnie's being all self-congratulatory. This story would have never got the attention if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, it sure
would. If I wouldn't have just clickbaited the hell out of this posted video about it, no one would ever have known about it. Look at me bringing all the attention here. I am so great. Like, I'm just kind of over Bonnie's clickbait nonsense, man. I really am. Like, I had a great deal of respect for the guy. Like, he'd actually come down and actually do stories and things about what was going on in Lapeer. And granted, a lot of the times would just, you know, post about stuff from, you know, the news and discussion group, like a certain other, you know, radio personality in this town. You've clearly gone off the reservation as far as trying to pretend to be anything resembling a journalist. Like, just go back to sharing your Mackinac Center opinion articles and just leave the actual journalism to people who are willing to actually do journalism and not just post sensationalist schlock.
Yeah, a couple years ago, he was kind of on the up and up. I mean, maybe because he was with Channel 5, wasn't he? WNEM?
He might have been with 5 for a minute. He was with 25 until like a couple months ago.
Okay. Maybe they were kind of keeping him under wraps for a little bit.
Perhaps.
But he was a good journalist, and something happened. He flipped a switch, and then it just became clickbait Bondi.
Right, clickbait that always seems to want to scare people on one particular side of things. Funny how that works.
He loves that Chicken Little syndrome. He really does. The sky's falling. Click here for more. Watch till the end.
Right.
I don't get it.
It's just funny to me that, you know, all these. Where do they think these people are coming from exactly, and who's putting them there if that's really the case? Like, especially the ones who are claiming, oh, it's, you know, it's illegal immigrants. Like, you know, it's funny. I've been reading in the news of late of certain heads of government who have been basically putting people who come over here on buses and just shipping them off to, like, random cities. They shipped them off to Martha's Vineyard randomly, yep, like, out to California, whatever, like, to try and basically prove, you know, let's leave these people stranded at places to prove a political point. And you know what the funny thing is? The people doing that, it's not that evil monolithic left I keep hearing about. No, it's the governor of Texas said he was doing it and defended it. DeSantis has been doing it. Like, they're literally shipping these people off. Like, oh, well, you're going to be a sanctuary city. You're not going to just, you know, kick people out of the country for being here illegally or whatever. We're just going to ship a bunch of them to your city and make them your problem. Like, that's really just a garbage thing to do to people, man.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry. Like, that's just a garbage thing to do, and I'm not on board with it. Like,
but all
like how
matter.
Does that solve anything? Well, I guess it's not our problem anymore. Let the libs deal with it or whatever. You know, people.
Yeah. Stop the world. I want to get off.
Yeah.
I did like the response on Dave Bondi's post on there. How you ripped him a new one.
Well, I mean, for a guy who claims he's a journalist, like who claims he keeps it real and everything else, I expect better. I'm sorry. I do. Like, you could actually post the story, attribute it to who it's supposed to be attributed to, give the whole story and not just the one sentence that's going to scare everybody.
Yep.
But if you're not going to do that, then you ain't you're not the journalist you claim to be, man. And as a dude who spent enough a brief moment in time really doing things that might reasonably be considered by somebody journalism. Before I started doing my own show, doing this kind of thing, that's what I did. Like, I'd cover, like, in the middle of the Flint water crisis, like, I'd be there at the press conferences and, you know, talking to people and the people who are, you know, involved in things like that. I realized very quickly it's not a job that I really wanted to continue to pursue because I'm too much of an opinionated bastard to be a journalist. Let's be honest here. Like, I'll be the first person to admit it. It ain't the gig for me. Like, I try and keep things fair and maybe not always impartial necessarily, but I expect better from the people who do choose to stay in this, who do choose to ascribe the term journalism themselves. Like, I know you will refer to us as such from time to time in a presumably joking manner, because I don't think anyone would legitimately believe that about us. I hope not. If you're getting your news from me and Adam, something has gone horribly awry.
You need to rethink your life.
You really do. Like, I read the AP Wire news in the morning or whatever, but it's not like I'm not a journalist going out there and digging into stories and stuff, because quite frankly, I don't have the time, the patience, and the ability to keep my opinions to myself that, quite frankly, that gig requires.
Right.
So there we kind of are. There's us keeping it real, I guess. a lot of stuff to do today. If we haven't offended you yet, don't worry. We'll get there. It is Happy Hour. It's Solid State Radio. Stick around. Young the Giant on Happy Hour, your local alternative Solid State Radio. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And it's, let's be honest here, it's the doldrums of the sports year, really. Home Run Derby's tonight. There's literally nothing in sports going on Wednesday or Thursday or until baseball starts back up pretty much after we get off the air on Friday. Like, we're not in all in denial about this. Like, there's not sports things that you're really going to want to care to talk about or hear about here by and large. I mean, the Tigers are 11 games under 500 right now.
Yep.
That's not changing anytime soon. Hell, the biggest sports show in this state is spending today basically ranking their drops for 4 hours. So I don't feel bad about any non-sports stupid discussion we might have the rest of the way today. I promise it won't get into the political like the last segment did for the most part.
Yeah.
But it is just kind of... it's just kind of a consequence of the time of the year that we find ourselves in.
You know, but the All-Star break, MLB All-Star break, you think they'd have something other than just a home run derby. What about a nice tournament of pickleball? No, not pickle, but pickle, you know, in between the bases, that kind of stuff.
There you go. I mean, I guess that's potentially an
fastest
idea.
Fastest runner.
Yeah, that... like just a whole skills competition, like in the like in the NHL All-Star Game.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the Home Run Derby is always fun, but
no doubt. I
enjoy
it.
The actual All-Star Game. Does anybody? I mean, I don't even know if they still have an All-Star Game.
No, they do actually still have the All-Star Game. Like, we haven't gone the football route where it got outsourced to just, you know, basically Madden or whatever. Well, I guess that was just during the COVID anyway. Yeah. You know, we really just need to start locking these doors because, like, just anyone just will wander in from time to time. Like this fella, South State's own, our old pal Jim Bob, Jim Schutz, who does the Sunday Blues thing here at your local alternative. Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. What's going on, man?
Not a lot. I was just had to stop by to see Jim Alt and sign all my paperwork for playing for Porch Fest.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing the Porch Fest thing. Yeah. Do you guys know where you're playing at?
Yeah, we're playing at the Yellow House, 161 North Court Street. I'm going to go check it out when I leave here. I haven't seen it.
Cool.
Okay. So, yeah.
Do they know about it?
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise.
Right.
And then right after that, we're leaving and got to run over and play at Attica Days from 5 p.m. to whenever.
Oh, God, that's this weekend, too. I always forget.
You're on tour.
Yeah, we're just hoping that we don't get rained out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the weather this week, that's always within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's about it. And I just was walking by and heard you yelling, so I thought it's
us yelling. We don't ever yell on this show. No, that's just not a thing that happens. So other than that, what else has 3-Zip got lined up these days?
Well, not a whole lot locally, we do this festival in Sault Ste. Marie every year, the second week in August.
The Sugar Island thing?
Yeah, the Sugar Island Fest. So we're kind of gearing up for that. It takes a lot of prep because we, you know, it's also like my family vacation thing, and it's a, you know, this week I'm going a little longer because I have a my girlfriend's got family up in the UP too, up in Ishpeming.
Oh, right on.
Which is like 4 hours from the Sioux. So we're making like a big thing. I'm doing 10 days up there. We're gonna leave on the 5th and. I think cool. It's the 5th, and then not come back till like the 15th.
Make a whole party of it. I like it.
Take the quads and the dirt bikes and just go up there, and, you know, it's going to be rock and roll, playing in the dirt and having a good time. Really looking forward to it. Then the week after we come back is Lapeer Days. So,
are you playing Lapeer Days this year?
Not as far as I know. No one's approached me about it this year, and, you know, I don't. You know, I probably, my own procrastination, I don't know enough of the contact people to, you know, make
That's
calls
fair.
And bother people to get in on it. Which I really wish I had, because I love playing at Lapeer Days.
It's a fun game.
If you've got $100, you can put together. You could pay to be in the Battle of the Bands that's going on the West stage.
It's like no.
$100, huh?
$100 to play 15 minutes, and hopefully you get picked as one of the finalists. Then you get to play on the main stage.
Wow, that'd be cool. It's almost, you know, that's almost worth throwing $100 at. We have a pretty darn good band.
You do have a darn good band. Like, yep. As I well know, like, I've been watching these guys play around for going back, God, how many years now? Probably 15 or so?
Yep. It's been pretty close to that, yeah. I know we've, our current drummer, Sean's been with us a little over 6 years now.
Hasn't been that long already. My God.
6 years and he's still calling him the current drummer. Your job's never safe, kid.
Right? We'll go back to the drum machine. We don't care.
Right. Yeah, drum machine spoils you.
Yeah, R2-D2 on drums, everybody.
You really learn just how rhythmically flawed humans are after you play with a drum machine for a while, because when you have a drummer that's perfect, then you get with something. Yeah, I mean, the best drummers in the world aren't perfect. Not like a machine, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like the guys will tell you, well, I can tune a guitar by ear just as good as I can with a tuner. No, you can't. I'm sorry, but no, you can't. It just doesn't work that way.
It just doesn't.
Like, having a good time, man. I really wish that it didn't my full-time job didn't get in the way of my music career. But
tell me about it.
You know, my bills like being paid. And, yeah. Landlord likes that.
What's that like? I wouldn't know. Here's Our Lady Peace, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. The Foo at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Hara-Huck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Some disturbing news coming out of Florida. Larry Nassar has been stabbed multiple times, 8 times, I believe.
What's the disturbing part, that he didn't die?
I was trying to show some compassion, but F him.
I mean, it's a man's a serial rapist and sexual predator. The only disappointing thing here is they didn't finish the job.
15 years he was up to his tricks. Over 250 young women, and girls.
Yeah.
How did he get away with it? Here, I'm going to touch you here. I'm going to do this. And this is all I'm a doctor.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, people are willing to trust their medical practitioners doing the right thing. And unfortunately, we've heard about a lot of this over the years, you know, dating back to, well, I mean, you had the stuff over Penn State, all the abuses going on there. But you had doctors at U of M and doing that, dating back like to the 60s. Like, there was just a time where people were more willing to trust, I guess, their that their medical practitioner had their best.
Well, you should be able to trust your doctor.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a trust that is supposed to be there. So that's got one, and he got stabbed. I'm assuming by another inmate. I'm assuming it wasn't a prison guard. You know what? F this guy. But I don't know. He lived, unfortunately. But and they're not naming who stabbed him, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who would like to put money in his account so he can get how many ramen noodles he wants.
Right. Yeah, that guy is going to be eating well for a while, that's for sure.
I got Vienna sausage now. I've got ramen noodles now. Thank you. I should have stabbed him a long time ago.
Right? If I would have known how much easier this would have made my life, I would have done it so much sooner. I mean, it's not surprising, too, because, like, everything you hear about people and, you know, these guys get locked up in jails. These like guys who like people. We're talking people who've killed people, people who've done some really bad things.
Yeah.
But rapists and pedophiles in particular.
Yeah.
The people, they're the ones like you're basically you're better watch your back.
Yeah. They had a situation where I heard a story. They were talking to an inmate. Yeah. These two guys, they're gonna go to jail. Because they caught a child molester and they mutilated his genitals using an iron, hedge clippers, and the inmate's like, oh, they're going to have a free ride in jail. Nobody's going to touch them.
Yeah. No one's going to mess with these guys. Like, you've got it so good. You have no idea. Like, you're going to be living a life of luxury as much as you can in prison.
The luxury being not having your butthole slammed.
Right. No, that's really a thing though. Like they absolutely like if that's what happens to you or that's what you did to get there. Like you're gonna have a rough time.
You're gonna have
to say the least of it.
And, yeah,
and well deserved.
I just want to know what took him so long. I mean, he was going through his trial, and a father of one of the girls he molested jumped at him.
Yeah.
And almost got to him too. Juked one of the bailiffs.
Which is impressive. Kudos to that guy.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the Lions should have hired him as a running back.
Right? Like, I would sign that guy tomorrow.
I wonder what he's up to.
Right? Like, that guy probably... that guy probably can't pay for a drink anymore.
Yeah. Hi, your bill comes to $28.50. Oh, really? Because I'm the guy that took a run at Larry Nassar. Oh, I meant, here's $50. Can I bring anything else?
Exactly. Right. Here's Imagine Dragons. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Pearl Jam, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
And this poor guy, I'm not going to say poor guy because he was trying to commit a crime but of armed robbery. But this guy in Atlanta tries to hold up a nail salon and everybody ignored him.
Don't you just hate when that happens? You walk into a place, you're trying to get served, and, like, just no one will acknowledge your existence.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Right?
I sent you the news story. Check this out.
All right.
Everybody, get down! Get out of the money! It's got the money! Get out of the money!
A would-be robbery doesn't go quite as planned when a suspect storms into a nail salon demanding money, but no one reacts to his threat.
I love that, like, yeah, literally everyone's just sitting there except for one big old dude who's still wearing a mask in 2023 who gets up and he, like, waves his hands, just walks out the door. He's just like,
I don't want any of this.
I'm out of here.
Where's the money?
He has, like, closes the door slowly behind, like, why are you just still standing here? Go! Guy's trying to rob the place, you idiot. I was just, hey, we're just sitting here and watch, apparently.
Yeah.
Moron?
Security video shows what happened on July 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia, when a suspect walked into the Nail First salon. The man calls for everyone to get down and hand over all their money.
Everybody, get down! Give
me
out your money!
Well, I can answer the phone first.
Give me out your money!
But instead of giving up their valuables, customers and employees don't react at all. The salon's owner even answers a phone call rather than interact with the suspect.
Get out! Where's the money?
Like, sorry, we're getting a phone. Sorry, we got a guy here who's trying to rob us, whatever.
Well, he's got his hand in a bag like he's got a gun.
Well, all I'm saying is if he actually had a gun, you know, he probably wouldn't have his hand in a bag.
Yeah, that's probably what everybody's thinking. Oh, bless his heart. He's trying.
He tried, buddy. It's just not working out very well for you.
One woman does react, though. Video shows her stand up and put her hands out. The suspect then snatches up her cell phone.
Give me the money. Where's the money? Everybody, give me everything!
As the woman steps outside, the suspect screams for the others to hand over their money.
Where's the money?
But the customers still refuse to react or give up their belongings.
I don't think so. Have you seen these nail prices?
Like, do you have any idea how much I'm paying to get my nails did? There's no way in hell I'm giving you my money.
The suspect has been scratched and clawed beyond repair.
The suspect appears stunned before turning around and walking out of the shop.
You know, he's giving himself a pep talk on the way back, on the way home. He's like, all right, I'll get him next time. I should probably get a real gun.
Should probably think about that, perhaps.
He's like, no, it's all right. And every crook, I'm sure Al Capone had a problem one of these days. I'm okay. I'm smart enough. I'm scary enough. And people don't like me. People fear me.
By the woman whose phone was just stolen before she re-enters the salon.
Like, clearly, why did you let the guy just take your phone? Like, clearly no one else around you is taking this any kind of seriously. Like, you're going to hold your phone in your hand and hand it out to them. Like, you idiot.
It's probably some burner phone she had. It probably hasn't worked since 2019.
I also can't believe that this guy, as of Monday afternoon, still on the loose. Like, I mean, you were literally looking right into the camera. Everyone knows who the hell you are. Apparently, the owner was indeed scared of the would-be robber, but didn't react because he didn't want his customers to worry. And so they just didn't.
So she's on the phone, just giving them the 1 second. yes, we're open till 6. Yeah, that's right. Hang on a second. I'll be with you in a second, sir. Oh, that's too funny.
Worst robber ever.
Worst robber ever.
It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Days of the New at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
There are certain signs where you can tell somebody has too much money.
Oh, yes.
And they start, you know, going into space, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's always a good indication.
Well, you've heard of Louis Vuitton, right? Louis Vuitton bags. High-priced kind of stuff. Well, apparently somebody had too much money because they bought a Louis Vuitton handbag at auction in the five figures mark. The funny thing about this bag is it's small. Small. It's about smaller than a grain of salt. It can actually pass through the eye of a needle.
There's no way it's an actual bag, then.
It's shaped like a bag. It has a Louis Vuitton logo on it. It sold for over $63,000.
You know, some people just have more money than brains, and these seem like those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Who is the moron that actually shelled out $63,000 for a purse you can't see without a microscope?
The bag was on display in Paris earlier this month, mounted under a microscope. It acts as a commentary on the impracticality of ever-shrinking luxury. And yet, so
ever-shrinking luxury? Okay.
I think bag is a funny object because it derives from something rigorously functional, but has basically become jewelry. But yeah, they show the bag on the tip of somebody's finger, and it's almost like, looks like it's wedged in between the grooves of the person's finger print.
Oh, good God.
And it... At first, I thought it was like a warning against fentanyl, but no, that's a bag. That's a Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh, my God.
I mean, creative. But
yeah, definitely creative.
$63,000?
I don't know what you think you're going to store in it.
Oh, I just made a wise investment. Oh, yeah, what'd you get? This bag. Can you see it? Let me take a...
Achoo! Oh, God.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh, you son of a bitch!
That was my entire life savings!
$63,000. Get on your hands and knees, stupid. Look for it.
Thankfully, it's at least like lime green in color, so it'll be a little easier to find.
I can't find it. Get the vacuum. Screw it. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to walk into somebody's house and say, hey, would you like to see the prize of my collection? And it's under like protective glass and a light on there. And see that little green speck? Look closer. It's a bag. What's in there? My intelligence.
Clearly.
Yeah, my intelligence fits right inside there.
Huh, I'll be damned. Who knew?
Oh, look, one of the handles are broke.
Yeah, it's kind of worn out. Gonna need to get that replaced.
There's still some like old gum at the bottom.
Well, of course.
pennies.
You know, lint, things of that nature.
And a lot of, how does the dirt get in there? But the dirt gets in there.
Yeah, that doesn't even seem possible. Like, I'm pretty sure dust mites are bigger than this thing. How does this even work?
A dust mite has it over their shoulder. Well, it's time for me to go to market. One of dust mite walking around with a Louis Vuitton bag gets jacked. A flea came and kicked his ass, took the bag.
Oh, that flea's shopping in style now, I suppose.
Where did it run? Which way did it run? It didn't run. It jumped.
He just jumped off with a damn bag. Here's Fontaine's DC, your local alternative. It is Solid State Radio. Metric at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. We had started to kind of talk about it a little bit earlier. Like, it's the point in the summer where the sports have basically all just come to a grinding halt. Like, yeah, we have the All-Star game tonight in MLB, and that's about it. And you were asking me earlier about the, I don't remember if this is a conversation we had on the air or not, about there being skills competitions other than the home run derby or whatever.
We talked about it
a
little bit.
Or other, like, pageantry.
Yeah, with the MLB, you have the home run derby, which is exciting. A lot of people get involved in that, but, I mean, you could add more things than just that. I think game of pickle, and not pickleball. I'm not going with that big trend right now. I'm talking about, you know, a player in the middle and opposite players on bases, try to tag them out. I think that'd be great.
That's definitely interesting. You should go work for Gary Bettman right now in the league office. That kind of ideas
Manfred,
and stuff, or him too.
Yeah,
whichever, really.
Oh no,
that sounds like the kind of thing that Bettman would do.
NHL, they don't need any more suggestions. They need less suggestions.
We need to pare down the number of things in the All-Star game for that league.
They're in Vegas, so what we're going to do is we're just going to have a big screen with a bunch of cards, and they got to shoot pucks. No. Well, we're in St. Louis, so there's an arch, and they got to fire the puck. No! Bad, Batman. Bad.
Bad. Because, I mean, there's a couple things. Like, they always do the celebrity game at some point during the
they used to. They don't do it. They get celebrities involved, but it's just like,
because they were doing an actual, like, celebrity baseball game.
Oh,
like,
celebrity baseball. I'm sorry. We're back to baseball.
Yeah. And then they'll do the All-Star Futures game, but that's about it.
Yeah. And that's cool. Stick with the game itself. But I think, watch it. And then, the beanball challenge.
Who can take the hardest, you know, pitch to the head or something? Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, he took a 103-hitter to the noggin. Oh, and he's rushing the mound. Extra points if he gets there before the catcher gets him.
Like, I'm at a point where, like, I don't know what you can really do to the All-Star games in any sport to make them, you know, more palatable, watchable, whatever to people, man. Like,
okay. So, drunk beer league rules. after your round second, you got to chug a beer. The seventh inning is the beer beer inning. So we're going to go ahead and do that. You can steal third, but you have to have another player riding on your back.
And you both have to be drinking a beer.
Yeah. And everybody has to wear clown shoes that squeak when you run.
You mean to tell me that the teams in the AL Central haven't been doing that for the last 5 years? I feel like every time I watch any Tiger try to make a defensive play right now.
Well, we did talk about making it interesting. We talked about releasing hounds during the fifth inning.
I still think that's a great idea.
To take out the outfielders. or no, chase the runners. We put, oh, that's right, landmines in the outfield. He's going to the wall. He's going. Boom. Oh, yeah, that's a ground rule double. Well, we're scraping him up. Here's a message from Johnsonville Sausages.
We've already improved this thing like tenfold over what it was, and it only took us 4 minutes of BSing on the air to do it.
Well, they want to change again. I think the players union is proposing adding more seconds to the pitch clock in the playoffs.
I'm fine with that.
Manfred is like, I don't like change. Like, since when, asshole? That's all you want to do?
All you wanted to do was change things, and now it's too much change.
It's not changed enough. I mean, what's my line? Oh, I don't like change anymore.
Change is weird and scary unless it was my idea. The Rob Manfred story.
Rob Manfred. I just think that guy just wants to go home early every day. He's that one coworker that shows up. Let's just get out of here. I'm the league president. I'm league commissioner. Let's just speed this game up a little bit.
Ready to go home.
We'll put a runner on second. Let's go. I got things to do.
It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Happy Hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Tuesday afternoon. Stick around, though. A full hour of local original music. I think that's what Adam does every weeknight at 6 anyway.
Yes.
That's what's coming up next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.